All right, Tino, this is it. Family's honor is at stake. You know your mission?
Yeah.
Then go get him, Tiger! Charge! Attaboy, Tiger, sing him! Well, I'll be. It's a girl dog. Well, if that don't beat the bush. He knows in love.
By the way, the name is Rubble, not Rabble.
And calls him the way I see him, Rabble. Alice, I'm gonna take a son back. Go tell that pal of yours, Fatso Flintstone, to keep quiet whilst I rest. You understand?
Yes, sir, I understand.
If I'd have known I'd have him as a backyard neighbor when I bought this place, I'd have moved to New Rochelle. And another thing. Stop clipping when I'm talking.
I'm sorry, Mr. Loudrock.
That's better. What the? You clown! You clipped my new Sharkosaurus suit in half. I'll pulverize you.
Big Bam Bam, open up, hurry. Thanks, Bam Bam. It's your handy having a strong son.
Bam!
One thing for sure, Hoppy, you're better than a shopping basket. Okay, I got all the groceries put away. You can play with Bam Bam now.
Play in your yard, Hoppy.
Hi, Barney. Why so grim?
Oh, it's that new neighbor, Loudrock. He's a real grouch.
Really?
Yeah, I better tell Fred what he told me to say.
Since when did you become Loud Rock's errand boy?
Since he's bigger than me.
Atta girl, Pebbles, you're a real swinger!
Hey, Fred. Fred, can I have a word with you?
Hey, Barney. Okay, Pebbles, that's enough. You gotta go in for your nap now.
First, have your grape juice.
Hey, Fred.
What can I do for you, pal?
Well, I am here on official business, Fred. Our mutual neighbor, Loudrock, said to tell you to be quiet while he takes a sun bath.
Well, of all the knave, who appointed him king of the neighborhood?
I don't know, Fred. I'm just following orders.
Well, I'm not gonna be pushed around by him. I'll see you later, pal.
I did my duty. Now I'll head for a nice, safe, neutral corner.
A neighbor, that guy, sending Barney over to tell me to be quiet.
Oh, forget it, Fred. After all, he is our new neighbor. Try to get along.
I'll get along, all right. Along right to the chin if he gets too smart. This is my property. I won't be quiet for anybody.
Where are you going, Fred?
I'm going to turn on the sprinklers if His Majesty next door doesn't mind.
Oh, dear. I can see the storm warnings.
Okay, Matilda, start sprinkling. Flintstone! You are what?
If you turn them sprinklers on again, I'll tie a knot in your nose, too.
Oh, yeah? Well, how would you like a knuckle sandwich?
Take it easy, Fred. We don't want any fight.
Who's fighting? I'm just yelling because I'm fighting mad.
Now, cool off, Fred.
I hate him. I hate him not. I hate him. I hate him not.
Look at him, playing the gentleman farmer. I'm telling you, that guy is a menace to society.
And he's also bigger than you.
So what? He's gonna push me too far one of these days, and I am gonna clobber him.
I wouldn't do that if I was you, Fred.
These weeds keep creeping into my petunias from Flintstone's yard. But him and the neighborhood, they ought to declare this a disaster area.
That did it. That's the camel that broke the straw back. Hey, Loud Rock, I want a word with you.
Fred, I'm sure gonna miss him around here.
What can I do for you, Fat Stone?
The name is Flintstone. What's the idea hitting me with a clod of dirt? You better knock it off if you know what's good for you.
Knock it off? Okay, pal. Hold still.
Very funny. Oh, you are a clod. It's only fair to warn you, I know karate.
Karate? Never heard of him. Does he live in a neighborhood, too?
No! All right, you asked for it. I'm gonna... Oh, no. Oh, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't tickle my feet, would you?
Oochie, oochie, cool.
Oh! Oh, no! No, no, stop! Oh, stop it!
You kill me, Flintstone.
Don't give me any ideas, loudmouth. This means war.
Fine by me. Let's shake on it.
Right.
And all's fair in love and war.
Fred Flintstone, next time you want a drink of water, come in through the door.
Beware of dog. Oh, sicking his dog on me, eh? Loud Rock must be kidding. That little dog couldn't hurt a fly. Hello, little puppy. Don't be scared. I won't hurt you. Yow! So, it's a dog fight he wants, huh? Well, my Dino just happens to be the neighborhood champ.
How come the garage is all fixed up like a gym, Wilma?
Fred's getting Dino in shape. Dino has a big fight coming up with Loud Rock's dog.
Okay, Tiger, now let's skip rope for a while. Atta boy, limber up those legs, and remember, you're a tiger. Growl. Okay, Tiger, now let's work out on the heavy bag.
Hey, looks like your tiger is ready, Fred.
All right, Dino, this is it. The family's honor is at stake. You know your mission?
Yeah.
Then go get him, Tiger! Charge! Well, I'll be. That's a girl dog. Well, if that don't beat the bush. Dino's in love.
Hey, Flintstone, if you don't keep this mud of yours out of my yard, I'm gonna call a pound, and then I'm gonna pound you on the head.
Some secret weapon you turned out to be. Ew, that loud rock really burns me up. One of these days, I'm going to stop being so mild-mannered and even-tempered and forget I'm a gentleman. Even my faithful Dino is a traitor.
Relax, Fred. Why don't you go shoot some pool and forget your troubles?
Yeah, you may be right, Wilma. I'll get Barney. I gotta unwind or I'll blow my top.
Wilma's right, Fred. You've got to get out and relax. Just forget all about Loud Rock.
Sure, I'll forget I even know it.
Yeah, that's the spirit, Fred.
You know, I feel better already.
Table six, gentlemen, and enjoy yourselves.
Right. Let's go, Fred. Table five. Table six must be the next one.
You got a great head for figures, pal.
That's funny. Even down here, I can hear that Flintstone's voice.
All racked up, Fred. Bust him.
Eight ball in the side pocket.
It's like I was standing right next to him. Flintstone!
Loud Rock!
What do you think you're doing? What?
Playing pool? What else? Allow me.
That does it, Fatso. Put up your dukes.
Let me at him. I'll tear him apart. Let go, Barney. Let me go. I'll settle this once and for all. Let go.
I'm ashamed of you, Fred, acting like that. You were supposed to relax. Now take it easy.
Okay, Barney. I'm all right now. I'm sorry I spoiled your evening. Muscle Rock Health Club. What do you say we have a little workout, Barney?
I'm with you, pal. We can work out your frustrations.
One, two, one, two, one, two. Boy, am I gonna be in good shape to clobber Loud Rock.
Well, take it easy, Fred. Try to forget all, what's his name? You're supposed to be relaxing.
You're right, Barney. Come on, we'll work out with the medicine ball for a while.
Got it, Fred. Ooh.
I feel better already. After all, you can't stay sore forever. That's enough, Barn. Let's take a steam bath.
Now, that's something I can get steamed up about. It feels great, huh, Fred?
Yep, and it's a terrific way to lose weight.
I think we've been here long enough, Fred.
Yeah, we better leave before we vanish in the hot air. Boy, what a workout. I feel great. And this time, that loudmouth Loud Rock wasn't around to spoil my evening.
No, that voice, it couldn't be. Not Flintstone again.
Loud Rock! Flintstone! I'm gonna flatten your head, you clumsy ox!
Hey, come on, Fred. Let's get out of here before he gets sore.
Oh, dear. Feeling better?
Pack up! We're moving!
Fred, what happened? Didn't you play some pool?
Yeah, and so did Loud Rock. He deliberately followed me there.
What the?
What is Dino getting all dolled up for?
It's spring, Fred. And in the spring, a young dinosaur's thoughts turn lightly to love.
Huh?
Dino has a crush on Mr. Loud Rock's dog.
Oh, no, he don't. Dino, get back here!
Oh, come now, Fred. You're not going to stand in the path of true love, are you?
All right, I'm coming. You don't have to bust the door down. Dino, since when do you knock to come inside?
Sicking a dog on me, huh, Fatstone? Come on outside. We're gonna settle this fight now.
This is where you get your lumps, Loud Rock. First, I'll dazzle you with my fancy footwork.
Are you gonna fight or do the Charleston?
Oh, Fred. Would you mind taking the garbage out, dear? Was fast service. Usually he squawks about it being a woman's work.
Wilma, this home is now under martial law. No one leaves the house without a pass.
Oh, come now, Fred. Next thing you'll want is a blackout.
I mean it, Wilma. Lights out at 10 o'clock.
Dino, I know you in that disguise. Don't you dare leave this house.
And get out of that silly outfit. All right, Wilma, off to bed on the double. Hep, two, three, four, hep, two, three, four. Hep, two, three, four, hep, two, three, four.
Maybe now I can get some sleep. Knock it off, you mutt!
Shut up, Loud Rock!
Look at them. They've been fighting for weeks.
You'd think those two would get used to each other by now.
Come on, Loud Rock, put him up, put him up!
Okay, hold still.
What's the matter, Loud Rock? Too tricky for you?
I'm gonna take a divot out of his head with this golf club. Now he's really made me mad.
Tennis, anyone?
I guess tennis isn't Fred's racket.
Poor Fred, here he comes again.
I'll tear him apart with my bare hands.
What are they fighting about now, Wilma?
Something about Dino and Mr. Loud Rock's dog. Fred calls it fraternizing with the enemy.
You keep that Matahari dog away from my innocent Dino.
She's not here, fatso. I sent her to the vet for a checkup. So beat it, fatso.
Nobody calls me fatso. Put him up. Put him up.
Hello.
Oh, it's you, Doc. How's my little dog?
She's gonna what?
She's gonna be a mother any minute now. You better come down here right away and tell the owner of the father to come along also.
Hey, Fatso, our dogs are gonna have pups.
Huh?
I'll see you down at the vet's.
Wilma, did you hear that? Dino's gonna be a papa.
Gee. I wonder if he's gonna pass out cigars.
Gosh, I'm gonna be a grandpa or something. Get the car, Wilma. We're all going down to the vet hospital.
This is nerve-wracking. What's taking so long?
I just hope my dog wasn't scared by your face. If her pups look like you, she might have a trauma.
Yeah? Well, how would you like a trauma to the jaw?
Just try it, fatso!
Don't call me fatso!
Will you two please stop arguing?
She's right, you know. Let's stop arguing and start fighting.
Good idea.
Well, congratulations, man.
Gee, I'm sorry, Doc.
Oh, we thought you were each other.
Oh, that's okay. I'll just add it to your bill.
What about the dogs, Doc? Did it happen yet?
Yes, it did. You are now the owners of 15 baby pups. Congratulations.
15 baby pups?
Yabba-dabba-doo! Look, since we're practically related now, Loud Rock, let's be friends as well as neighbors.
Sure, Flintstone. Shake.
Isn't it wonderful? The kids are having a ball.
Yeah, look at those little puppies.
And look at the proud papa and mama.
And you know what? Besides the pups, another good thing happened. Fred and Mr. Loud Rock have finally learned to work together.
Hiya, Rockhead. This is Fred.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say, how would you like to own a new pup?
Hello? Hello, Fieldstone. Hey, can you give a nice home to a cute puppy?
Hey, hold on, Rockhead. I want to call Mr. Slick.
You'll take one? Good, Fieldstone. That's fine.
You're right, Wilma. And they're going to work together a long time. It's going to take a lot of teamwork to find homes for 15 pups.